Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I CRS. The time is 1 o'clock. The date is January 21st, 2015. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of myself, Suzanne Steyer, Deputy Secretary of State, on behalf of Wayne Williams, Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, designee of Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman, and Jason Gallander, Senior Attorney Designee of Office of Legislative Legal Services, Dan Carton. Just realizing I need to change my script so I don't have to insert all these new names. Today we are meeting to consider title setting for 18 proposed measures and, oh, sorry, this is from last year. Good to tell, right? That's why it's got all the old names on it, 18. One proposed measure. There are two titles for each measure. One is a statement and the other is a statement in the form of a question. Changes adopted by the title board to the first title in the staff draft will be considered adopted for the other title. For anyone who wishes to testify, there is a sign-up sheet on the back table, and this hearing is being broadcast from the Secretary of State's website. When the title board considers a proposed initiative for the first time, the board will follow three steps. First, board members may wish to ask questions of the proponents. That is to ensure the board understands the proposal. Second, the board will determine if it has jurisdiction to set a title. In particular, the board must determine if the measure complies with the single subject rule prescribed in Article 5, Section 1, Section 5.5 of the Colorado Constitution and CRS 1-40-106.5. This is because the board is prohibited from setting a title for a measure that contains more than one subject. If the board determines it has jurisdiction to set a title, the board will use a staff-prepared draft for discussion purposes. A copy of the staff draft is on the table. Generally, we take all testimony first, then the board will discuss and vote after all testimony has been completed. A decision is reached by two of the three members of the board. So we have one title for consideration. It's 2015-2016, number 12, concealed handgun permits. And if the proponents could come up to the podium, introduce yourselves, and just if you could sum up what your measure does or what you think the single subject is.
Hello, my name is Edgar Antillon. Our proposed measure would essentially allow marijuana users to obtain a concealed handgun permit.
Anyone have any questions?
You're good. I'm Isaac Chase. I'm co-representative.
Okay. I do have just one question. The last sentence of the proposed initiative where you cross out federal from existing law and say that whether you're an applicant is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance shall be determined as provided in state law and regulations. What's your intention in including that sentence?
Our intention was just to focus on state law, because if we were to focus on federal law, marijuana federally is still an illegal substance. So by using state law, it would no longer be considered an illegal substance.
Okay. This is a question for the other members of the board. Is there any concern? I'm not terribly familiar with the differences between, other than marijuana, federal and state law relating to controlled substances. Does this last sentence, could it make a difference for any person, for the ability of a person who's a user of or addicted to a controlled substance other than marijuana, something that, for example, is a controlled substance under state law but not federal law or vice versa, would that alter their ability to get or be denied a permit?
My understanding is, for the most part, federal, other than marijuana, federal and state law tend to match up when they discuss controlled substances. I'm not confident that they're a perfect match, but it does strike me that's a possibility that there could be other things besides marijuana that would sort of slip through the cracks. I do think that is the sort of thing that could be fixed by state regulation if there were something, state law or regulation. So I'm not sure it's a problem in terms of a problem for our jurisdiction, but it is an interesting issue.
And for the record, and that's why I brought this up, is essentially just to make a record of the issue. I think that whatever effects are likely are probably the sort of speculative things that we're not supposed to consider. And also, the title only has to reflect the central features of the measure. So I think this would at most be a subsidiary consequence, but I did want to make a record that the board has thought about it and considered it. And personally, we'll probably, you know, not suggest making any reference to it in the title.
And I think I gathered this, but the intent of the proponents is not to have this measure affect anything other than marijuana, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
These changes are, these changes are only reflected under CRS 18-12-203, which is the concealed handgun statute.
All right, thank you.
Ready for a motion?
Sure.
All right, so I guess first question on jurisdiction, I would move that we find that proposed initiative 2015-16 number 12 has a single subject.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, let's move to setting. Do the proponents have any comments on the staff draft? I assume you've seen it.
Yeah, we have it in front. There's no questions on my part.
No, no questions.
My only comment on the staff draft, and I think it certainly covers everything quite clearly, would be if we're going to go, which I personally am inclined to do, away from the usual concerning language since this is short, instead of saying stating that a county sheriff may not use, I think I would just say prohibiting a county sheriff from using.
Right.
Yeah, I had a very similar comment, actually, almost identical.
You want to make that?
Yeah, I think that's preferable. Yeah. Laws are more, we're writing a law here, which do more than just state things. Typically, they prohibit or require things, so I prefer that.
Hmm. You have anything else?
No.
Right. Proponents have any comment on that?
Nope.
All right, let me read it into the record. It's an amendment to the Colorado Revised Statutes prohibiting a county sheriff from using a concealed handgun permit applicant's lawful use of marijuana as a basis for denying the applicant a permit.
I would move that the board adopt the staff draft as amended as the title for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 12.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That title will be adopted and the change will be reflected below. And that is the only item on our agenda today. And so I believe we are adjourned. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It's
the most exciting part of the job.